The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Thank you. Amen. 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 sixth chapter. Very familiar passage. Start at the first verse and we might move just a bit. Don't want to be in church too long this morning. I know I got a cheer somewhere in the pew for that. So I'm ready now to go sit down and enjoy yourself for the day. Sixth chapter of John. John 6th chapter. Let's start at the first verse. Have it, just say amen. If you don't have it, steal it from your neighbor. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain. And there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. He said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Come on, say, Jesus already knows what he's going to do. Let's just stop right there. When Jesus is in the center of your crisis, when Jesus is in the center of your crisis, now, point number one, you need to know who Jesus really is. You will not always understand how he works, but you do need to know who he is. You cannot always predict what he's going to do, but you need to know who he is. If you don't know who he is, I urge you to get in a hurry so you can find out and come to know Jesus for yourself. It is one thing for mother and daddy to tell you about Jesus. It's one thing for grandmother and grandfather to tell you something about Jesus. It's another thing for the preacher to tell you something about Jesus. But there's nothing like knowing Jesus for yourself. Do I have a praying house in here? There's nothing like knowing him for yourself. Do you really know him for yourself? Don't fool me in here. Do you really know him for you? Some of us kind of shame to own him right now, but do you really know him for you? Has he really done something for you that you have never told no one about? But you can just give it up for Jesus right now and say, Father, thank you for opening doors for me last year. 2 years ago, thank you, Master, for taking care. Give it up to Jesus. We give it up to everybody else. But why we can't give it up for the man who has made it all possible? Do I have some help in the house? Yeah, we can go to certain events and we can give it up to everybody. Shout out to Jesus now. Thank you for waking us up this morning and not leaving us in our bed waiting for someone to pick us up and push us out. Thank you, Master. If you young folk think you got a long time to live, you better start counting. You'll find out that your days are shorter than what you think. So you need to get to know who Jesus really is. Sometimes Jesus can block some things that could just take you out. Yes. Has Jesus blocked anything with you? Yes. He done blocked some things with me, but has he blocked anything? Yes. Kept you from getting taken all the way out. Yes. And then you turn around and say, he blocked. Yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He came in and he blocked it. Yes. And he stopped it. Yes. From killing me. I just want to thank the Lord, John, for all that he has done for the little fella called me and what he's done for this church and what he has done for each and every individual that come to this church. Whether they come as a disciple or whether they come to visit, I want to tell the Lord, hey, that's in order. Thank the Lord here when he can be in the center of your crisis. Maybe some of you have not had a crisis. Maybe you hadn't had your back up against the wall. Maybe you didn't have a time when you never could sleep at night. Maybe you didn't have to worry about what the doctor is going to say on tomorrow. Maybe you never experienced Monday morning. But I want to talk to those who had some Monday morning experience and didn't know how you was gonna make it to the Friday. Give me somebody who knows something about Monday morning. Experience it. Not knowing if you're gonna have a job come Tuesday. Not knowing what the doctor gonna say by Monday afternoon. Give me some Monday morning folk who just didn't know how Friday was gonna turn out. You've got to put Jesus in the center of your crisis. When you put him in the center of your crisis, although you are in the crisis, you can rest in your crisis. We don't know how to put Jesus in the center of our crisis. Sometimes you get lied on by church folk.
Hello.
Amen, John. I ain't talking about by the world. I'm talking about church folk. And there's no hurt like church hurt. No hurt like church hurt. But you got to put Jesus still in the center of the Christ. Because he will fortify you. He will build a hedge around you. And he will protect you. And he will guide you. And somebody in the house knows that he will see you safely through. Anybody here when the Lord has saw you safely through? You didn't know what Monday was going to be like. You didn't know how Wednesday was going to show up. You really couldn't see Friday, but he brought you. And now you're still here saying, I'm waiting for the next Monday. And the next Monday. And the next Monday. The devil thought he had me down last Monday, but the Lord picked me up, and now I'm back at you. Showing up to do business for the Lord. Yes, your crisis. We have crisis to bring us closer to Christ. And sometimes Christ has to allow crisis to come into our life so he can get us deeper into him. And sometimes we have to have crisis because the only way we're going to get to Christ is have some crisis. That's a shame, isn't it? We got to have a crisis to get to Christ. So sometimes the Lord has to allow Christ to come into your life in order for you to come to him. Let me open up by saying you ought to feed your faith so you can starve your feet. You ought to feed your faith so you can starve your feet. If you feed your faith, you'll find out that you become a fearless Christian. Because your faith is constantly faith, and your fears are constantly starved. So now you are stronger than you were last week. You're mightier than you were last month. You're more secure now than you were last year. You have grown in